2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three! Cougars by 20!
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts,
Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On your legacy home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, Cougar fans, and welcome inside another edition of Cougar Sports Saturday. Here on KSL News Radio, we've got a jam-packed show for you. A lot of BYU hoops as the basketball team gets ready to head down to Las Vegas for the WCC tournament. We'll have assistant coach Cody Feger, a former BYU great Tyler Haws. They'll talk about this basketball team. And, of course, week one of spring football is over, Mitch, and we'll have plenty to discuss on the gridiron for BYU football.
Yeah, it's going to be a loaded show. We'll also have BYU wide receiver Cody Epps join the program. So 3 hours jam-packed of BYU sports content, as always, here on Cougar Sports Saturday. And we want you to interact with us. You can follow us on Twitter at KSL Sports. You can also text us on the UCCU KSL text line, 57500. Interact with us. The poll question of the day, a lot to get to on the program.
We want to start things off, of course, though, with BYU basketball here on The Leadoff.
The Leadoff. A look at the stories making headlines right now. It's time for The Leadoff on Cougar Sports Saturday.
The WCC tournament is underway, and BYU still does not know who they're going to play. They'll await the winner of Santa Clara and Pepperdine, Mitch. And so it's going to be really interesting to see who BYU plays Monday night. They practiced this morning. They're going to practice again later tonight to kind of get a feel for playing hoops late at night, because that game they'll play on Monday night is scheduled for a 10 p.m. tip. And now that the tournament's here, a couple weeks ago there was some rumors that maybe Gonzaga and BYU would back out. That's not happening. Everyone's playing in this tournament. How do you feel about this tournament now, knowing that it's actually happening?
Yeah, I think that the tournament, it's fine. It's probably the worst tournament in all the conference tournaments in terms of fan experience, because all the games are so late. It's just a terrible setup where there's only two games a night. I used to like in the old Mountain West Conference tournament where you'd have that Thursday and you'd have four straight games all day of first round action. But I understand why this league sets it up this way. It's to cater to Gonzaga, one, but also help out the second seed. But really, it's a situation for BYU where it's nice to be already advanced to the semifinals, but it's a difficult spot because you don't get that chance to know who your opponent is right now. And as we know, you don't get to play on a Sunday or practice on a Sunday. So BYU is going to go in on Monday, kind of just, you know, basically winging it, like going off of what they've done before against some of these teams. But, you know, I think that BYU is equipped to make a run and compete for this thing. And I think that, you know, a lot of people look at this conference tournament and just think, it's just simply Gonzaga. And it is their league. It's Gonzaga's world, and we're just all living in it. And the world's in the word of Tom Hackett. But I think that BYU is hungry to continue to play their best basketball heading into ultimately the NCAA tournament.
Here was the head coach of the basketball program, Mark Pope, yesterday when speaking with the media on Monday night's game.
We're going to try and simulate game day as closely as we can tomorrow and then try and run it back Monday. I'm pretty sure that we're the only team in the country that is just choosing to play games where you don't practice or meet the day before. But we're going to make it work, and we're going to actually turn it into advantage. And Monday night, everyone's going to be like, man, those guys are really smart because they were super fresh. I mean, I guess that's what we're searching for.
And, of course, they won't be practicing tomorrow, Mitch. They'll be traveling down to Vegas tomorrow. I think they'll have a chance to maybe do some kind of walkthrough early Monday and then in preparation for the game. I hate, by the way, can I just say this? I hate that BYU has to play at 10 p.m. They're the only team in the conference in the Mountain time slot, and then they have to play in the latest game. I just don't know why this happens year after year where a team has to play this late, and then they've got to play in the championship game less than 24 hours. I just don't know why we can't move up the women's games by an hour, move up that first game by an hour, and have this game, whether it's St. Mary's, whoever, not have to play so dang late. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's all catered to TV and ESPN.
Who's watching that late besides the diehards?
You're staying up for it, but the East Coast is not. That's a great question, Matt, and that's why I didn't really understand why this conference even bothered playing it, because I was asking myself yesterday, I was watching our good friend Dave McCann on the call for, Santa Clara and Pacific, and yep. I'm watching that game, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is on Stadium, and it's 10 p.m. at night. who's watching this? Like, what money is being generated? The gym is empty. The Orleans is completely barren of any person. Like, there's only, like, 20 people in the building. You know, you just go to yourself, like, why is the WCC doing this? Like, BYU and Gonzaga are already in. It is what it is, I guess. I mean, they wanted to have that additional revenue from TV, I guess.
That would be the only conclusion, but I don't know. It seems we've talked about this before, but I still feel the same way. The risk is not worth the reward here. And if BYU were to go down there and someone contracts COVID-19 and they're out of the tournament, it would be an unbelievable travesty. And also, too, I felt this way for a while, is especially this tournament, because you and I, Mitch, we remember the Mountain West tournament days, and you already referenced that here in the top hour. Those were fun. You go down, you'd watch those games all day. It was a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I had a blast. This tournament has never felt as interesting. Maybe it's the Orleans. I think some of it has to do with you could potentially play games on a Friday, Saturday, have a break, and then the Monday, Tuesdays, this tournament doesn't feel exciting to me like college basketball tournaments used to. And so no fans, weird times. It's just I'm having a hard time generating interest in this tournament. I'm being honest, Mitch. I really don't give a rip about this tournament. I'm already looking forward to March Madness.
Yeah, the fan experience for the WCC tournament has always been lacking, and they cater to their TV partners and ultimately Gonzaga. So it sets up for just a weird circumstance. And they also help BYU, too, because you get that Sunday off, because the WCC used to play on Sundays with their tournament before BYU arrived in the league. But, you know, it's a great opportunity still for BYU to try and get better because, you know, going into NCAA tournament play, you're not going to probably see anyone better. If you can get to the championship game on Tuesday, you're not going to see anyone better than the Gonzaga Bulldogs, who, to me, are clearly the best team in college basketball. I don't understand why there's still this narrative from pockets of the college basketball world where they're questioning the Zags. I hate how it's still this from Cinderella to powerhouse. Like, no, they've been so good for the last 5 years. I mean, they've kicked it into high gear as a program in recent years. And, you know, BYU's gotten better under Mark Pope, and there's still this sizable gap making you wonder how can BYU close that thing against Gonzaga. And we'll have, obviously, Tyler Haas coming onto the program in about 10 minutes or so to discuss what he thinks maybe BYU can do to close the gap against the Zags. But it's a great opportunity, another test to maybe stack yourself up against the number one team in the country if you can get to Championship Tuesday. But you got to get first by either Pepperdine or Santa Clara on Monday night.
Yeah, that's a good point, where really the only silver lining here is if you get to the championship, you got a chance to play Gonzaga, which there's no better preparation for the NCAA tournament because you won't see anyone better. To win or loss, I think you would learn a lot about that. And that leads into our Cougar Sports Saturday poll of the day, which you can find on KSL Sports. You can text us as well, 57500, about the poll, about whatever you want, really. But we're asking, if BYU wins this conference tournament, they would have to take down the top-ranked Gonzaga Bulldogs. Would this be the greatest moment in Cougar basketball history? Yes, no, absolutely, no way. Where do you fall, Mitch?
I think it would, because we're talking
come on!
It would, because it would almost be like you're beating a national champion. You're beating a number one team in a tournament setting. You know, Gonzaga is a generational team. They're being stacked up potentially against the likes of 1990 UNLV. We're talking about them as one of the best teams ever assembled in the last, 30 years of college basketball. And if BYU takes them down, yeah, that would be a heck of an accomplishment. This is a lot better team than 1981 Notre Dame with Kelly Trapuka and Woolridge. Like, yes, that was a good team in the day. I get it. But this Gonzaga team is fantastic. They have Jalen Suggs, who's going to be maybe a number one overall pick. And I hope that BYU gets this chance. If they could take down the Zags and win a conference tournament title after 20 years without getting one of these things, you couldn't win a conference tournament title with Jimmer Fredette. I mean, it would be remarkable. I think it would be the greatest accomplishment in program history.
I don't think so. And I don't think winning a conference tournament championship is nearly as valuable as just winning the conference outright in the regular season.
Facing. This is Gonzaga, the number one team
in the land. BYU has beaten Gonzaga before when they were top-ranked and undefeated. And they did it on the road with fans in the stands.
And this is far and away the best Gonzaga team
we don't know
ever
that.
Assembled.
We don't
it's,
know
it's
that.
No question.
No,
it's
Mitch.
No question.
The season's not over.
Look at the numbers.
What if they get ousted in the round of 32? Are you going to still say they're the best Gonzaga team of all time?
I would still say, in terms of sheer talent, yes. This is the best talent. They're going to have like four NBA players on this team.
Gonzaga doesn't have a great track record of producing great NBA players anyways, so we don't know if those guys are going to go on to do anything in the NBA, because there's been a lot of guys who – Kelly Olynyk comes to mind. Is Kelly Olynyk one of the best centers in Bulldog
but
history?
He got into the NBA. Is Jimmer Fredette a bad player because he didn't pan out? Like, come on. Like, if you get to the NBA, you're an amazing player. Like, I mean, even the Slava Medvedenkos of the world, they're great players. They're in the NBA.
No disrespect to the guys who go to the NBA. I'm just saying,
Medvedenko.
That's a good pull. You know, Vladimir Radmanovic, you give tip of the cap to that guy. But my point is, this Gonzaga team is fantastic, but we just don't know if they're going to be the best team ever. They've got to do it, and there's still a huge tournament left to determine that. So would it be a nice win? For sure. I would still take, if we're ranking wins over Gonzaga, period, I would take Jimmer's round of 32 win over that Gonzaga team. Now, that Gonzaga team's not nearly as good as this team, but the NCAA tournament is just it's just on another level. You can't even compare a WCC conference championship to ousting them in the tournament. That, to me, just told so much more value than a potential fanless WCC win down on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's so hard to get a conference tournament title. We're seeing that. I mean, BYU couldn't win it with Jimmer. They couldn't win it with some of these great teams that they've had. And to actually get one and take down Gonzaga once in this setting, I think it could change the trajectory of BYU basketball, too, going forward. Like, there would be that belief. It would infuse this belief and optimism in the fan base. Like, hey, they can be taken down, and when they're at their best, it could really change everything about the future of this conference and BYU. So to me, I think from a trajectory standpoint, from in the moment with how good Gonzaga is, they're undefeated, they're number one, what it could do springboarding you into the NCAA tournament, I think it would be maybe the biggest moment. I think it would be the biggest moment in BYU basketball history.
We'll ask Tyler Haas on the other side how he feels about a possible WCC championship and what it would mean for BYU basketball. Don't go anywhere. We'll have Tyler next here on Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.